Hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This is Stinchfield, the podcast. So, amazingly enough, Hunter Biden may just become the face of gun rights activists. That's right. If he's going to appeal his gun charge, because now his father says that he's not going to pardon him. If he's going to appeal this gun charge, I think his best case for an appeal is to get this question that he was convicted of lying about is totally unconstitutional. And I actually agree that the question about your drug use on this form 4473 is an unconstitutional question. This means the son of a huge anti-gunner president, Joe Biden, the son of Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, will now take his case to the appellate court and argue about why we need to expand gun rights and argue why this question is unconstitutional. I'll explain to you why I think it is. I mean, not that we want drug-addicted lunatics running around with firearms, but I don't think it's any of the government's business to be asking a question like this when the Second Amendment is written the way it is. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. We're going to talk about that. Then the media is focusing on Hunter Biden's jury. Notice, they're all out to prove that Hunter Biden's jury was unbiased and did the right thing and all of these things. And yet, no focus on President Trump's jury. So while they focus on just how unbiased President Joe Biden's son Hunter's jury was, they don't talk about how biased President Trump's jury is. This is all by design. Nobody's been going after the Trump jurors to talk to them because they know they were partisan hacks on that jury. And I think they threw the case in favor of the prosecution. I really do, because there's no way President Trump should have been convicted. We're going to talk about some of that. And then the no tax on tips. No tax on tips, folks. It is an unbelievable movement. I've been taking part in this, writing a note on your check. Saying no tax on tips, Trump 2024, giving a little bit extra of a tip. Kid Rock weighed in on this, and he gave a hell of a tip, by the way. I'll show you that. We'll talk about all of that today on the show. But before we do that, folks, just a reminder, the Wellness Company is a great sponsor of this program. I am feeling better today, thanks in large part because of the emergency medical kit I had. I got strep throat. And immediately I went down to my medical kit from the Wellness Company. I got out my amoxicillin, bing, bang, boom. The next day I'm already feeling better. That's because I had the prescription medications on hand to handle these emergencies. That's what the Wellness Company can do for you. I urge you, go to their website, twc.health/grant. Use that promo code grant. Ivermectin in these kits as well. You'll have that on hand. This is turning out to be a miracle drug. twc.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT for 10% off. All right, folks, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, welcome back. I'll tell you what, this is classic, by the way, because Hunter Biden, if he's going to appeal this gun charge, he's going to, in my opinion, his number one defense would be to get this question on the form ruled unconstitutional. Now, you may think I'm crazy because nobody wants drug-addicted lunatics running around with a firearm, but there's no law that says you can't be drunk and have a gun on you. There are plenty of laws. You can't be negligent with your firearm. You can't use it in an unlawful manner. Plenty of laws like that. But if I'm carrying my gun and I'm drunk, not that I recommend people do this, but there's no law against that. So how do you have a question that reads, and I'll read it to you, are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance? So now, mind you, addiction doesn't even matter the way the phrase is used. Are you an unlawful user of a controlled substance? Well, what business is that of the United States government if I want to protect myself and my family? God forbid if I was addicted to painkillers, I had a hurt back and I'm stuck on Percocets. Does that mean that I can't keep a gun in my house, that I can't buy a firearm? God forbid that I had a horrible habit and snort cocaine or smoke marijuana, but many days of the week I don't. The question is, are you an unlawful user of? So now you're telling me you take away my right? Now, what does this do for the other rights? Do I get to exercise my First Amendment right if I'm high on cocaine? Or no, I don't get to exercise my First Amendment right. Or, oh, the police can come to your house. Oh, I see that, we have here proof that you were snorting cocaine the other day. You're an unlawful user of a drug. We can come in and search your house without a warrant. We just give up all of our rights because we're an unlawful user of a controlled substance? I don't think you do. And in fact, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld my thought on this when it comes to a marijuana user. They said a marijuana user's prior use should have nothing to do with his ability to exercise his Second Amendment right. And they threw out his conviction for checking this box wrongly. Now, let me make it clear. Hunter Biden is no choir boy. Hunter Biden was guilty of checking the box no when he should have checked yes. He's guilty of lying on this form. But the form's unconstitutional no matter what you want to say. Am I glad Hunter Biden's convicted? I guess. Honestly, it's a penny ante crime. I could care less about this. I want the tax case. I want his son brought up. I want the foreign agent charges brought up on Hunter Biden. I want the money laundering charges, tax evasion, all of these things that are very big that lead back to Joe Biden selling secrets, selling influence, selling power because of his position as then vice president and soon to be president and now president. That's what the Bidens need to pay for, not this check in the box thing. I think it's ridiculous. And honestly, folks, if we're going to be intellectually honest here, Joe Biden says he's not going to pardon his son on this checking the box, yes or no. I would pardon my son so quickly on this, especially, God forbid, my son ever went through the problems that Hunter Biden has gone through, continues to go through is my assumption. But I would pardon my son so quickly. I'm president of the United States. I'm not going to make him suffer for this, whether he lied on it or not. Because I think this is a bullshit charge, quite frankly. I really do. Hardly anybody has ever prosecuted under this. The only reason Hunter was charged was so they could show that this is a, quote, equal system of justice. We went after Hunter just like we went after President Trump. All is equal. No, it's not. This was easy to prove. He lied on this form. You had text messages from that day saying, I'm going to meet my drug dealer Mookie at the 7-Eleven. That day, well, of course you are a unlawful user of a controlled substance. Of course you are. So that was easy to prove. President Trump's case was not. But I do find it interesting that they focus down, the media does, on Hunter Biden's jury. They're so desperate to prove to us that this was an unbiased jury doing their job. And yes, they even convicted the president's son and his name had nothing to do with anything. This was such a great jury. Just to prove that somehow the same was true for the jury in New York. Not the same thing at all, because the case in New York didn't even make any sense and they came up with a conviction. Watch this couple news reports. CBS and NBC Newsbusters collected these. Watch.
We spoke to juror number 10, who asked not to be identified.
When you first got the case, how split was the jury?
We took a vote. And the vote revealed it was 6-6.
He says that changed after combing through the prosecution's case.
Basically, after you went through all the evidence, there was no question.
There was no questions.
And he says the president never came up during deliberations.
It wasn't about his family. It wasn't politically motivated. It was what he did. The biggest thing that he did was lied about not being a drug addict and not using cocaine and buying a gun.
Juror number.
So you see, they're so focused on this as if it had nothing. Well, it didn't have to have anything to do with the Biden family. This case against Hunter was so open and shut with the text messages, with the testimony. They bring in all his ex-girlfriends and his former sister-in-law, who then becomes his lover, all testifies that, yeah, he's using. Oh, and don't forget Hunter Biden's own book that puts him basically at the scene of the crime of using these drugs. Of course it's an open and shut case. Nobody wants to hear from the jury. I would like someone to ask the Trump jury questions. I would like a real, unbiased reporter to get the Trump jurors and ask them, how do you come up with a conviction when every legal analyst, even on CNN, is saying this doesn't make any sense? I would like to hear from this. But no, there's been no effort. And now I could be wrong. Maybe I couldn't find it, but I did a search today. I couldn't find any interviews with Trump jury members. None. And I do think that's by design. All right, here's NBC and Hunter Biden jurors.
10, telling NBC Hunter's powerful family played no role in their decision-making process. He asked us to conceal his identity.
It was not politically motivated. So politics never played in anything that we said in the jury room.
First, the jury was divided, according to juror number 10.
Believe it or not, it was a split vote.
6-6.
6-6.
That was the first vote.
That was the first vote.
But after sleeping on it, they decided there was enough evidence to prove that Hunter was abusing drugs in the critical time frame, including from his own text messages, especially one sent the day after he bought the gun, saying he was waiting for a dealer named Mookie.
If you're an addict.
Right.
This is something that sticks with you for the rest of your life.
So you didn't buy the notion that for those few days around the purchase of the gun, he wasn't abusing drugs?
No, not at all.
There was a text message that he needed to meet his dealer the day he bought the gun, or the day before, or the day after. Within one day of that, there was a text message. So clearly he lied on the form. But again, what is going to be so classic is to watch his lawyers, if they go down this road, because they're going to tick off every single left-wing anti-gunner out there. They are going to tick them off when they go down the road that says this question is unconstitutional. And now it's not going to be on here. And they're going to think it's so bad because now drug dealers can get guns. Domestic abusers who use drugs are going to get guns. And they're going to say all these things. When in reality, law-abiding gun owners are law-abiding. Criminal gun owners are not. If you're a criminal gun owner, you're not going to check the form. You're going to lie on the form. The question doesn't matter. If you're a law-abiding gun owner, the question doesn't matter because you will abide by the law. It's about individual responsibility and it's about your liberty. And you can't take rights away because you do one thing and not another. And so this will be a very interesting case to see brought up. Maybe it goes to the Supreme Court. This is an unconstitutional question. They take it off and then Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are hung out to dry with the anti-gun left. Now, if Joe Biden would just pardon Hunter, then you don't need an appeals process. And he saves face for the Democrats who are going to lose on this gun rights case. And I do believe they lose this gun rights case. All right. Next up, I want to talk about the no tax on tips movement. President Trump, this thing is taken off and a brilliant idea. Now, is it fair for everybody out there? No. Do I like picking special classes of people? No, but you know what? In this case, I throw all that out the window because this is about winning now. It's about recruiting people because all politics is selfish politics. The service industry, whether it's people who work in hotels, whether it's waiters and waitresses, whether it's hairdressers, whatever it might be, they're going to vote for Trump now because their tips are not going to be taxed. So we're going to talk about that in just a second. But first, folks, let me tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com is where I want you to go, /Grant, of course. I have a Patriot Mobile phone. I'm proud of it. I'm proud to be part of an army of patriots. And this army is growing, folks. I think this is the fastest growing cell phone company in America right now. America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. If you're not with them, I would actually argue that you're part of the problem. There's really no reason not to be with Patriot Mobile. Cost is going to be about the same, if not better. The service is going to be you pick the network you want to be on. So you're not going to give up service. Customer service you gain because you get 100% U.S.-based customer service. And it's phenomenal. But here's what you really gain. You know that part of the money you're spending with Patriot Mobile is going to go to the causes we believe. Right to life issues, as I mentioned, Second Amendment, veterans issues, first responders, all of these things that we hold dear, Patriot Mobile is pushing. So I urge you, get with Patriot Mobile today. Get with the parallel economy. Don't be supporting these woke cell phone companies. It's just a waste. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. Ask them about their performance guarantee. Ask them about two lines, one phone, two different networks. Great program as well. 972-PATRIOT is the number. 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code GRANT for free activation. Again, 972-PATRIOT and tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right. So President Trump comes out and talks about no tax on tips, and he's taking this on the road, baby.
And as part of those tax cuts, I've announced that I will eliminate taxes on tips for restaurant workers, hospitality workers, and anyone else that gets tips. No more taxes on tips. You know how I did that? It wasn't really a lot of study, a lot of work. I've been hearing about it for years, how unfair it is. And Biden just passed a set of regulations that make it impossible for waitresses and people that get tips, any people getting tips. He passed something that makes it impossible. But I've been hearing, and last week I was in Las Vegas at a beautiful building that I built and is great, great, the Trump Hotel. And I'm having, oh, you like it. I like it too.
All right, before he tells the story, let's talk about the importance of Nevada. So no tax on tips. Well, we know the service industry in Nevada. It's the Las Vegas Strip and all the hotels and all the off-strip hotels. And heck, you can go outside of Las Vegas in a paradise and all of the restaurants or service workers, the casinos, tip blackjack dealers. These are a huge voting bloc in a very important swing state where President Trump is up right now. If this little plan brings in just 50% more of the service workers than they were going to bring in before, he wins Nevada hands down. And I think this works all the way across the country, because no matter where you are, no matter what state you are in, service workers would get such relief off of not having their taxes tipped. Now, let me say this. When it comes to government, I don't like special tax classes of people. I don't like this guy gets taxed this much. This person doesn't get taxed. That we'll do this on this taxes. Okay, you do this so you don't have to get this much tax. Or you, those are special classes of people. I don't like it. It's not fair. It's not about freedom. It's not, it just, it isn't right. This is what Democrats do. But in this case, our tax system has gotten so out of control that if I can give relief to the working class, and let's face it, the working class mainly is who the service workers are, getting tips, living off their tips. If I can give relief to them, I am so happy to do that. I'll pick the special class of people, fine. If I can eliminate some taxes coming into the federal government because I'm sick of the amount of tax, fine. Let's eliminate some of it. And even more than that, if we can figure out a way by doing those things, giving some relief to the working class and recruit more people to vote for President Trump, then this no tax on tips thing is absolutely phenomenal.
And I was having dinner with a group of people on the campaign, and the waitress came over. She was very nice. And I said, if you could have any wish, what would it be? She said, that we get rid of the taxes on tips, sir. They're so vicious. You know, they hired 88,000 IRS agents to go after people. And she said, it's so vicious what they do, and the new regulations passed by Biden are so vicious. And I said, wait a minute, I have an idea. We shouldn't have people pay tax on tips. Will I have your votes on that in the front row? Would that be good? We got six votes. We don't even need the votes. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it quick. No tax on tips, okay? It's done. Done. And we need to spread the word so that every time you leave a tip for the next 5 months, you put on the receipt, vote for Trump because there's no tax on tips.
It's a great idea. Folks, it's a great idea. So this is what I've been doing all weekend. You see my little way I sign. I always, not always, but a lot of times I sign the bill MAGA before I even started this. But I did it. I gave a little extra tip. No tax on tips. Trump 2024. Or you put vote for Trump. No tax on tips. It's a great, great plan. You know who else did it? Kid Rock. Kid Rock did it. He was at a fancy steakhouse. Ruby's. I bet you he was in Nashville. He gave $400 on a $1,200 bill. That's normally would be about $240 tip on a $1,200 bill, right? That's right. He gave $400, so we doubled his tip, basically. And Kid Rock did the same thing. That's what he wrote on there. This is working, folks. We are going to get more votes because of this. Scott Presler is the one who came up with the idea. Write it on the check. I've seen it flying around social media, written on the check everywhere. And you know what I like to? Sign it MAGA. I always like signing my check MAGA. I don't know if the restaurants like it or not, but who cares if they like it or not? So they were talking about this on Fox News. I figured I'd play this clip because I'm like, well, how did this idea come up? Well, you hear the president said he got it from a waitress. And I believe that. President Trump listens. When I've sat with him and talked to him, he asks you questions. He listens. Now, he may take it and think you're an idiot. He may take it and think it's a great idea, but he listens.
You know that his decision to announce the thing about tips was not something that was focus grouped. That was not something that was part of a 10-point plan that his economic team came up with. He realized the value of it, and he jumped on it. I think the fact that the service unions had to put out a statement so quickly is evidence of how effective that plank could be. And it, once again, as we've seen with a lot of the other unions, shows the division between the union's leadership themselves and their members. Their members are going to love this. The members don't care what their union.
We see that a lot with the Republican candidates, especially Trump, where the members are blue collar and more conservative.
Well, this is the same situation for members of the service workers unions. They're so used to voting Democrat. Now think about it. Trump comes out with this plan. No tax on tips. Comes out with this plan. The workers are going to love it. Why haven't the Democrats come up with this? Because they don't give a rat's ass about the workers. They don't give a rat's ass about the people. Trump does. Republicans do. Conservatives do. America First conservatives most certainly do. We're a populist party now. We want everybody. We're a big tent party, and I love it. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to the Republican Party, President Trump and this America First movement. So now the service unions have a real problem. This is the Culinary Union, I believe in Nevada, released this statement. And listen to how they couch it, because they just can't give Trump support. Relief is definitely needed for tip earners. But Nevada workers are smart enough to know the difference between real solutions and wild campaign promises from a convicted felon. Are you freaking kidding me? So the Democrats have never come up with this plan. You're going to claim that for President Trump, it's a wild campaign promise. No Republican's going to say no to this. They may have the same feelings that I have about special classes of people, but if we can give relief to the middle class and we can get a tax cut in there, we're going to get a tax cut wherever we can. And in my opinion, I want to get tax cuts across the board. But if I got to start with the working class, then we start with the working class. Democrats aren't going to do that. Democrats are all about raising taxes. Certainly on the rich, they raise them all the way down. They're certainly about going after working class. These 87,000 IRS agents aren't going after 600 billionaires in America. They're going after me and you. That's for sure. So this is going to work. Now you tell me, how are you going to get the Democrats to vote against this? So when we win back the House, we win back the Senate, we got the White House, Republicans write up this no tax on tips bill. How are Democrats going to vote against this when so many of their party members are probably service workers? My guess is those service workers will have turned against the party in November. Because this is an absolutely, absolutely great idea. And I hand it to President Trump. He's brilliant when it comes to this kind of stuff. All right, folks. Hope everybody had a great Father's Day. Call your father. Tell him you love him. Do something special for your father if you can. And make it a special day for them. I hope you did. And I hope you still get to talk to your father about out there. A lot of people have lost their fathers. And if that's the case, I feel sorry for you. It's all the more reason. Pick up the phone and call your dad today. All right, folks. That's going to do it for us. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. Thanks to all of you. We will see you back here tomorrow. And keep it rolling, folks. We love you.